Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Peter here from the Story Bites Podcast, and we're back again for some more super special summer bonus episodes. And I gotta be honest, I haven't seen Lee, Megan, or Rachel for a while because, well, I was making a sandcastle and I started digging a moat, and I just kept digging and kept digging, and now I'm at the bottom of a moat that's so deep I can't climb out. But you know what? I'm still in a sandcastle, so it's a pretty fun. Hey, Megan, Rachel, Lee, can you hear me?
Hey, Rachel.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee.
Snacks?
Hey, turn up the music!
Hey,
woo!
I'm down in this hole! I need help, but more importantly, snacks!
Yeah.
Oh, you guys! You're funny! Oh, my best friends. Oh well, I'm sure they'll find me eventually. In the meantime, please enjoy some bonus stories and some greatest hits from the past season while I enjoy living in a moat!
To my head.
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
This first story comes to us from Jonah, a kindergartner from Pennsylvania. And Jonah's story is called The Giraffe Didn't Know.
This is a story about changing the world. Even if you don't know how.
One time there was a giraffe, and he wanted to change the world, but he didn't know how. He didn't know how. Oh, he didn't know, didn't know, didn't know, didn't know. No, he didn't know how to change the world. Change the world. Then he saw a dinosaur.
Hi, hello.
He said, we should change this world. The dinosaur didn't know how.
Oh, wow, that is a stumper. I just don't know.
Oh, he didn't know, didn't know, didn't know. The dinosaur didn't know how to change the world.
You know, I would like to come with you to see how this works out.
So they met up with this penguin, asked, how do you change this world? The penguin said,
I'm a creature of habit. It's really hard for me to say what I would do if
no,
I...
Oh, he didn't know, didn't know, didn't know. The penguin also did not know how to change the world. Change the world.
I gotta see how this ends.
Down on their luck in an unchanged world, the giraffe and the dino and the penguin went to the jungle. They found a lion.
Ooh, hello.
And asked, how do you change this world?
Oh, for sure, no problem. Change the world, no problem, for sure. Change the world, no problem, no problem, no problem. Let me just grab my laptop.
The lion got a computer and it was powerful. He changed the world into a zoo. That lion somehow had a computer and it was fully charged. He changed the world. Change the world, and now they know.
We know how to change the world.
Everybody,
into a zoo for all the animals.
Guess what?
Yes, we know.
I'm the giraffe.
How to change the world.
I've been the giraffe this whole time. Questions about why that one lion had a computer. The end.
Hey everyone, guess what? We are looking for brand new stories written by kids for our upcoming new season of the Story Pirates podcast. This time, we're looking for stories all about a character who goes on a quest. We want you, kids, to write a story about a character from your imagination who goes on a journey. A journey where they discover something important or even learn something about themselves. And this journey is so hilarious and awesome and cool and weird or whatever that in the end, the character is changed forever. Parents, you can submit your child's story today at storypirates.com. We can't wait to read them.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
This next story is a super special, previously unreleased story from a third grader from Georgia named Salem. This story is called, I Lost the Clock Pieces and the Dog Ate Them.
It's time to wake up. Thanks, Clock.
You got it, Salem. You know what I always say. Clocks are made of lots of things, cogs and hands and tiny springs. All the pieces help it run. Telling time is fun.
I love you, Clock. I don't know what I would do if you weren't in my room to tell me what time it is.
As long as I keep all my pieces together, I can tell you the time forever.
Salem, come downstairs. We have to go to the store. Stop talking to that clock.
See you later, Clock.
And remember to close your door so the dog doesn't get in your room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Oh no, Salem left the door open. I hope the dog doesn't get me. Maybe Salem will realize what's happened and come back. No, they're very much gone. Well, not to worry, I'll just sing my little song while I wait. Clocks are made of lots of things, cogs and hands and tiny springs. Cogs are not afraid of dogs, everything is fine. Ooh. Well, that must just be the dog barking from all the way downstairs where he can't hurt me. Oh, no, the dog is coming up the stairs and getting closer to the door. And now he's coming in the room where I am right now. And now sniffing me and pawing me and knocking me off the wall. No, my pieces. Oh, things can't possibly get any worse.
Oh, no.
The dog's eating my pieces! Wow! Why would the dog eat the pieces of a cloth? Help! Help!
Mom, can I drive to the store next time?
What? No, absolutely not. You're in third grade.
Oh, good, they're back. Hello, can you hear me? I'm inside a dog.
Hey, buddy. We got you more food from the store. You must be hungry.
What's that noise?
It sounds like my clock.
I think it's coming from the dog.
Oh.
Honey, did you leave your door open?
Oh no, I must have. Dog, did you eat my clock pieces? Ah. Why would you eat a clock?
Oh, this cannot be good for the dog. Oh, what do we do?
Got a plan. I'll pat the dog on the back. Here I go. Pat.
Oh, Salem, that was a good try, but it's gonna take a little bit more.
It worked! Oh, but the clock is all in pieces, and I'll never know what time it is.
Well, good thing I am going to night school for horology.
Wait, what's that?
You know, I'm studying to become a horologist. That's someone who fixes clocks.
Oh.
Now, let me see here. There's the cogs and the springs and the hands and, let me see. Oh, if only I could remember how to do this.
Mom, there's a song the clock always sings that might help.
All right.
Clocks are made of lots of things, cogs and hands and tiny springs. Also some sort of harmonic oscillator like a pendulum, tuning fork, or quartz crystal.
Hey, Hey, that song did help. Me have enough time to consult my textbook. Here it is, all back together. The clock.
Ooh, what happened?
Clock, you're okay. I'm so sorry I left the door to my room open. Can you still tell me what time it is?
Well, sure, Salem. It's time for you to keep me somewhere the dog can't reach. But seriously, it's 6 p.m.
Oh, no, I have to take my Voss out of the kiln.
Huh?
Oh, I'm also going to morning school for pottery.
Wow, my mom can do anything. I want to be a horologist / potter when I grow up. And Clock, I always want you to be here to tell me the time.
Oh, Salem, let's sing the clock song again. But this time, everybody take a verse. It's going to be long, but that's life. Take it, Salem.
My mother is very smart. I love clocks with all my heart. Digital or analog, always feed the dog.
I love life and I'm a mom. When fixing clocks, you must stay calm. Tiny pieces, gears and such, I love you very much.
Thanks, Mom.
And me, clocks mark time and we move fast, knowing that this too shall pass. It sounds weird, but here's the deal. Time, it isn't real. Clocks are made of lots of things, cogs and hands and tiny springs. All the pieces help it run. Now the story's done. The end.
This final story comes to us from a first grader from New York named Charlotte. And Charlotte's story is called Star.
Hey, Marissa. Thanks again for taking me stargazing.
No problem, Hank. There's nothing I love more than being out in a big open field, staring at the night sky. Especially tonight, there are so many stars out.
Hey, which constellation is that?
That's Orion. You can tell by the three stars that make up his belt.
What about that one with the long tail?
That's Scorpius.
Wow, you know everything.
Aw, shucks. I just like stars, I guess.
What about that one, sitting up there in the sky by itself?
Huh. I've never seen that star before.
It looks lonely.
I am lonely!
Ah! It talked!
Quiet! Hank, as far as I know, a star has never talked before in human history. We need to listen and hear what she has to say.
Hey, Star! Oh. Why are you lonely?
Why am I lonely? Because I'm not part of a constellation. Every night, stars shine bright to make pictures in the sky, shining their light on the earth below from their gallery on high. Stars pushing past, so to not be the last of their friends to join up for the night, leaving me here, shining all
Flying strong and
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. We'll be back soon enough. You guys have yourself an awesome summer. Bye!